Baker, Don Wicker, tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. We'll be back after our top of the hour break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The nation's high court today ruling the Trump administration ban on gun bump stocks will stay in place.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected efforts by a gun rights group to delay the ban on bump stocks, which allow semi-automatic weapons to fire like machine guns. The regulation, which went into effect this week, requires owners of bump stocks to destroy or surrender them or face jail time and hefty fines.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. President Trump says the FBI and Justice Department will review the case of Empire actor Jussie Smollett. There was one winning ticket sold for last night's $768 million Powerball drawing. Wisconsin Lottery Director Cindy Polson says the ticket was bought in New Berlin.
I gotta tell you, it is an exciting day to be from the state of Wisconsin today.
That winner has 6 months to come forward to claim the nation's third largest ever lottery jackpot. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway after a cool start. Look for sunshine and a nice recovery today, up to about 73 for a high. Mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 46, still jacket weather. Then tomorrow, a warmer day with sunshine dominating, high in the upper 70s. We should be near 80 on Saturday, and most of the day will be dry. Can't rule out a stray shower, maybe in the afternoon, but scattered showers and thunderstorms become more likely Saturday night into part of the day Sunday before it turns dramatically cooler again. High temperature only 65, and the pollen count is still in the very high range right on through the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard wants the state Supreme Court to toss out his 2016 conviction on ethics charges. Hubbard's attorneys argued prosecutors stretched the intent of the ethics law. The Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals upheld 11 of the 12 counts of which he was convicted. State Representative Dimitri Palizos died Wednesday morning after suffering a heart attack at his home Tuesday night. He was first elected to the District 74 seat in a special election in December of 2013. And Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a woman was stabbed to death. Authorities say this happened in the 1100 block of Eastern Boulevard around 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. A suspect has been taken into custody and charges are pending. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Boeing unveils an overhaul to its 737 MAX software as Capitol Hill addresses flight safety.
Chicago police released their file on Jussie Smollett. He is walking around saying he is a victim.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos facing a flurry of criticism over a proposal that would eliminate funding for the Special Olympics.
Guilty plea from the self-proclaimed neo-Nazi behind that deadly attack during the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
One of the nation's largest wireless providers is set to release new technology to stop robocallers.
They're basically band-aids on a much bigger problem.
President Trump's surprise move to end Obamacare once and for all. It's not just sparking new attacks from Democrats. Republicans now divided too, including some within the president's own administration.
It was a real game changer announced by NFL owners.
Next season, for the first time, coaches will be able to challenge pass interference.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Appreciate Chad calling in and clarifying that. That's very helpful. We always like that kind of stuff. Dave Brubaker is going to be in studio with us tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Former legislator roundtable. Try to get his perspective of what it's like to be on the outside of the aquarium now.
Well, I want to bring the audience in real quick, Dan, on something I just mentioned off air to you. When Chad was just talking to us before the top of the hour, he mentioned that there was a constitutional amendment passed in 1996 that you couldn't get your voting rights back if you committed a crime of moral turpitude. And, of course, we didn't define moral turpitude because we're the state of Alabama.
There we go. And senators and representatives are big criminals in that world.
Such an Alabama thing to do. That's hilarious.
272-9228, that's where we are. Major Garrett. CBS is kind of, you know, remember the whole deal is, what has Trump done wrong today?
Mm-hmm.
So what Major Garrett's going to be talking about is Trump is pivoting from the Mueller report to Obamacare and shuns many GOP senators and representatives listening in.
With a unified Republican Congress in 2017, vowed this time to terminate Obamacare with or without the new divided Congress.
If the Supreme Court rules that Obamacare is out, we will have a plan that's far better.
I'm thinking that wasn't cut exactly correctly. It didn't come out how you were hoping.
It did not. Definitely did not.
But it looks like, in this next cut, we have the full report here from Major Garrett. Yeah, 3 minutes long.
Later, we'll have to stop it.
Okay.
As we wait for the Justice Department to decide how much of the Mueller report we can see, a new CBS News poll finds a majority of Americans want the document to be made public. That poll shows 77% want the special counsel's findings on Russian election interference to be released. Only about one-third of all respondents believe that Robert Mueller cleared President Trump of illegal activity. But that number includes about two-thirds of Republicans.
Attorney General William Barr used the report to decide no one could be charged with obstruction of justice. The president praised him during an interview last night.
Our new Attorney General, Bill Barr, is a great gentleman, and I've heard about him for years. He's a great man. Had he been there initially, this all would not have happened, because what's gone on there is just a disgrace to our country.
However, Barr and Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar reportedly opposed the president's move this week to try and get rid of Obamacare in the courts. Major Garrett is at the White House with the choice that threatens to split the GOP, and major Democrats are viewing this as a big gift.
Yes, congressional Republicans were blindsided by President Trump. Congressional Republicans tell us they were surprised the president made this move, wanted and expected the president to ride the post-Mueller report wave for at least a day or two and not hand what they perceived to be, in your words, Bianna, a political gift on health care to Democrats.
We are going to be the Republicans, the party of great health care.
President Trump, having presided over a failed attempt, the White House this week backed efforts to kill the health care law in federal court. It expects the Supreme Court to decide the matter next summer.
Now, I'll say again that if Trump can pull this off, and what you can hear Major Garrett say is there is no plan, backup plan that's there. There is no Republican-Trump plan. Well, there actually is. You could go take the Ted Cruz plan and scrape it off the floor and basically use that as your blueprint, which I think would be pretty good. or you can take some of the Purdue plan that he had put together, and the former legislator.
And, I mean, there's all sorts of things that aren't quite as sexy as what Obamacare is about, too, in terms of what gets people talking in politics. But if you did major reforms at the FDA, like their drug approval process.
Drug approval over the state line purchase affinity groups.
And I know this one isn't talked about a lot, too, but I would love to see somebody visit how we currently patent pharmaceutical drugs and revisit how long those can be, how long they endure. I think that's one of the biggest reasons for incredible costs, like in things like insulin and whatnot.
So they could make this happen. If they do, this would be a winning issue for Donald Trump, and particularly if he's the guy, if his folks are the ones that are putting it together, and they're taking it from a patch quilt from legislative folks and doing some of their bills and putting them together. Let's continue on with this.
Next summer, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff said there's no health care backup plan now.
I think you'll see Secretary Azar and his team come forward with something in the coming months.
The sudden pivot from Mueller to health care stunned many Republicans.
Disappointed and vehemently opposed to the administration seeking to invalidate the entire Affordable Care Act.
With the administration now targeting the law in court, Democrats can argue and Republicans now fear that voters should worry health care coverage for tens of millions is at risk.
This is the people's life and death. This is health care. It's ridiculous. We want to fix it. We know there needs to be repairs.
Meanwhile, Congress waits for the full Mueller report, which House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said was very substantial in length, suggesting more might be learned than was found in Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary. The president called in to Fox News last night.
We're very happy about it. It was a cloud. The finding was very, very strong. No collusion, no obstruction, no Russia, no nothing.
The Mueller report, even in summary form, still concluded that Russia interfered in the 2016 election, and the attorney general said he would testify about that report, quote, reasonably soon. One other development we learned about yesterday, the special counsel's grand jury still up and functioning, looking into the activities of a still unidentified state-owned company. Anthony, that's one of many tantalizing threads in a story that's had its share.
That was interesting. But it's a state-run, meaning it's a government agency that's doing this. I assume Soviets.
Interesting.
So that was kind of interesting.
I think the president's instinct on this, though, is absolutely right. I think that is one tool in the Democrats' electoral toolbox that they could use. Healthcare, whether or not you think their policies are correct, it's an effective thing to talk about for them.
And what he's talking about is the 12 million people. Those are 12 million people that got brought into the Medicaid expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you deal with them? And I think there's a way to do it. Pre-existing conditions, you can do risk pool, without a doubt. Try to lower costs by having competition and affinity groups. That right there drops costs. What you can't do is have the guy who's sitting over in the corner who doesn't want to pay for health insurance, but he gets cancer, he wants you to cover him. Those are the most expensive ones. You got to be proactive in this world to get this done. So let's boogie down to Judge Napolitano on FBI and Smollett case.
In the last 5 minutes, President Trump tweeted, weighing in on the Jussie Smollett case. He wrote, FBI and Department of Justice to review the outrageous Jussie Smollett case in Chicago. It is an embarrassment to our nation.
Our next guest says he's never seen a case like this in his 44 years as a judge or in his career. Here to explain is Fox News senior judicial analyst on Fox, Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Now, where did that 44 number come from?
Number.
Did Kill Me make that up?
I saved you. I saved you. I said you got into law 12.
Hey, can we redo that opening? Can we just put in, let's just put in lengthy.
All right. The president is 100% correct. A, it is a national embarrassment. And B, because it involves law enforcement and potential corruption. I don't mean cash in somebody's pocket. I mean doing something for the wrong reason as a political favor. That's an improper use of government authority, and it needs to be investigated. So I'm pretty sure that this is what President Trump is talking about. An FBI investigation into Smollett himself as to whether or not the mailing of the letter to himself, addressed to himself at the Fox studios, mm-hmm. of all places, in Chicago, constituted an act of mail fraud, putting a deceptive instrument or a threat through the mail.
They were looking into that anyway.
Correct. Is that worthy of prosecution? But just as significantly, and this is what I believe the president alluded to, was it an act of corruption on the part of the prosecutor who first said, I'm not in the case, and then said, I'm sort of back in, but don't tell anybody that I'm back in. This is absurd. Either you're in or you're out, and if you have a conflict, you have to get out. Was that an act of corruption? And if so, was anybody's civil rights violated by it? So those are what I think are the two areas the FBI will focus on.
Notice that he said corruption, and let me tell you what I think is happening here. Donald Trump has tweeted out that he's going to have the DOJ, FBI look into this. Well, they can look into it on the mail fraud situation. But the other thing they can look at is, does somebody have some undue influence on this from outside within the attorney, state attorney's office? And this, I noticed Lisa Fox had more of a concerned look on her face today than she did yesterday when she was talking about this. So they go back and look at text and some other things to see if there's an undue influence. That could be kind of bad. So let's continue on with Jessica Baladano on the state attorney Fox and Smollett.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox said she never would have, apparently she would never have gotten involved if she knew Smollett would be a suspect, not a victim, because at the victim stage, that's when she was involved with the family, apparently.
You know, I don't know what her involvement is, but when someone comes to you, if I was about to sentence somebody, and somebody that I really knew and liked and respected came to me and said, hey, you should give that person a break. What's the right thing for me to do?
You get out of there.
Get off the case. Don't say publicly why. Just totally get off the case. Don't slowly walk back in. Just get off the case. Because you're not. Cases not only must be just, they must appear to be just.
What if they find out when DOJ and the FBI, and they do uncover something, and they do realize that maybe he was involved in all of this, and he did do all of this, can he be recharged?
No.
He can't be, right?
He can't. He is home free.
But the officials could be.
Yes. He can be charged for the mail aspect of it by the feds, and it won't have this outcome.
Here's what Fox said yesterday. If the public is upset about the outcome of this case, it's because they don't understand the law.
I think what she means is they don't understand the corruption in the Chicago system where the prosecutors, she's not going to say that, prosecutors and judges run for office and they solicit campaign funds from the lawyers that appear before
them. Does this happen often and we just don't know about it?
Yes.
Because it's not
I'm going to suggest to you that this is not the first time and not the
lawyers.
That happens in a lot of states where the judges and the prosecutors are popularly elected. We know about this case because Jesse is a celebrity.
If the mayor is a politician, doesn't gain from this, if the police chief doesn't gain from this, if the public doesn't gain from this, who's the politician that gains from this?
I don't know. There are pieces of the puzzle we don't yet understand. All of this is below the radar screen. Somebody wants something, and so they did a favor for somebody else. And I can't fill in the blanks yet, but I think it's going to come out.
But
this expungement? This allows him to answer under oath truthfully that he was never arrested and never charged, even though the whole country knows that he was.
Unbelievable.
Because they cleaned his record?
Yeah.
Sorry for the quality of the type there. Not good. Newstalk 93.1. Yeah, I think they're going to get in there and they will find something on this, particularly the state attorney. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Life goes on without me.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. property management source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped manicured entrance is to any business. Call property management source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Play to see in New York.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites.
That and the
Wicked
is spectacular. I was telling somebody about they were heading up to New York and telling them some different place to go to. Jersey Boys, that's another really good one.
I will always have a special place in my heart for Godspell because in high school I did assume the role of Jesus. And I still look back and wonder, like, how did I accomplish that? Like, how did I memorize all those lines and those songs? And
yeah, Godspell and the Jesus Christ Superstar is another one that I've seen.
Both are fantastic.
And then, of course, Phantom.
Oh, Phantom of the Opera.
That's the top.
Well, and then one I saw at ASF years ago that I loved was Man of La Mancha. Music of that's fantastic. And Don Quixote is just a great story. Classic. So.
And the part of the windmill was played by...
Well, just dream the impossible dream. Fight the undefeatable foe. Yeah, I mean, that's that message. Isn't that just in our bones as Americans?
Really? And I was really kind of going back in my past. I was telling this person who's going to New York, and they were saying, well, what should I do? You're always talking about it. I said, well, here's your lineup here. Blue Man Group in Soho, and you got to do the tour of NBC. That's really good. And go to the Guggenheim Museum, take in a couple of plays, and here's some recommendations. Wicked is really good. And then I told him some of my favorite restaurants, the Pen and Pencil and the 23 Club, 21 Club. Let's see what we have here. Let's take that call, then we'll move on to something else here. Catherine Harris just came out with a report that I just got.
Sometimes people try to talk to me off air, and I appreciate it, but we have Weezer here on line one.
Weezer, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Great. I'm glad you're feeling good. I got a call because I'm still trying for Sweet Creek.
You are?
I'll make up any story if you want to talk about it.
Well, first of all, let me get your month and day of birth.
June 16.
You got that, Joey's son?
Yes.
So yeah. Have you been down there?
I have.
What's your favorite thing down in Sweet Creek?
Well, we had the Cuban.
Of course.
And they had a new employee that overcharged me on my Boston butt, and I've talked to them, and they've got me a $10 credit.
That's great.
It was just an accident. It wasn't on purpose. And so I thought maybe if I had won the other thing, that I'd go down and spend it all.
It's a great place. Yeah. It's a little
yeah,
quickly.
It sure is. I was just telling Joey I sure enjoyed his show last night.
What was special about his show last night?
About AOC talking about not having any more kids because not having children. Because the world's gonna
climate
eat.
Change?
Well, the always looming apocalypse, and in this case, climate change. And I, yeah.
Yeah, I just believe the weather's cyclic, and, you know, we used to be underwater. And things change, and that's
the way it is. Cyclical is definitely the way to look at it.
Yeah. And the other thing that I was thought about was in China, you know, they didn't let people have multiple children, and now they don't have enough people for what they need them for. You know, the jobs and the industries and such.
So right.
You got to look at it both ways.
Absolutely, Weezer.
Yeah, okay.
I've got your name in. We're doing the
okay,
drawing tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Always listening to you.
Thank you so much for listening.
Okay,
bye-bye. Dedicated listener, Weezer.
Well, not only is the weather cyclical, you know, fears of the impending apocalypse are also cyclical.
Yeah, really.
World's always coming to an end.
Because coming to an end can be profitable.
Indeed.
If you know what I mean.
Just look at those Stansberry emails you get. The stock market is about to crash.
This is going to be a stop and go, but this is Catherine Harris talking about Trump vows to release the FISA warrants.
The president first ordered the surveillance warrant declassification last fall and then dialed it back over concerns from his lawyers that the Mueller probe was ongoing and releasing the records could be seen as obstruction. Here's more from the president last night.
So they'll say, oh, you released these documents. So we would make all of this information transparent. You know, in politics, you always hear transparency. Would make it transparent, and then they'd call it obstruction.
This FISA warrant application and the subsequent renewals are literally a heavy lift, some 412 pages, most of it blacked out. We are told the final renewal, signed by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein in 2017, is the most significant, containing all of the intelligence. And within that renewal, we understand there are about 20 key pages that go to the anti-Trump dossier and the allegation that important information about conflicts of interest was withheld from the National Security Court.
Hmm. Okay, so I'm telling you, I'm feeling this thing about to happen. I really think this is part of the bigger game plan here.
Oh, and by the way, I was just seeing it on Fox News. Adam Schiff, he's been called to resign by...
Oh, let me guess. He said, no way.
He said, no way. And, you know, you may think it's right that the president's son met with Russians in order to get dirt on Hillary Clinton, but I don't think it's right. It's immoral, it's wrong, and it's evidence of collusion. And I've never said that there would be enough evidence for a criminal conspiracy charge, and I accept Mueller's findings, but I don't accept that this is right, and we can't let our country be compromised. Something to that effect.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well done.
Yeah, very indignant, very high-minded.
Yeah, you remember Schiff was the one that got the telephone call from the fake Russian that said, I've got dirt on Trump.
Yeah, the talk show host over there.
And he took the call.
And one thing that's interesting, and I think this was the original reason for the bringing up Russian interference, mm-hmm. is because of the DNC leaks. They wanted to get away from the content of what that was and to who delivered it. And I'd still question who actually hacked the DNC.
I agree with you on that. And Mueller came out and said it was the Russians. I don't think he's got conclusive evidence of that.
I think he accepted the earlier intelligence reports and investigations on that front.
Let's continue on with Catherine Herridge.
There is more fallout, Catherine, this morning, apparently, right. for a senior House Democrat and a former intelligence chief. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, that's right. Late last night, Julie, Republican Senator Rand Paul tweeting, breaking, a high-level source tells me it was Brennan who insisted that the unverified and fake steel dossier be included in the intelligence report. Brennan should be asked to testify under oath in Congress ASAP. Fox News has told Paul's tweet specifically accuses Brennan of pushing to incorporate the dossier into the January 27th 2017 Official Intelligence Community Assessment, known as the ICA, from the FBI, CIA, and NSA, that Russia worked to interfere in the 2016 election. However, the dossier is not referenced in the unclassified summary of the ICA that has been publicly released. Meantime, the president is tweeting this morning about Democratic House Chairman Adam Schiff, who read huge sections of the anti-Trump dossier into the congressional record in March of 2017. Listen.
But it is also possible, maybe more than possible, that they are not coincidental, not disconnected, and not unrelated, and that the Russians use the same techniques to corrupt U.S. persons that they employed in Europe and elsewhere. We simply don't know, not yet, and we owe it to the country to find out.
President tweeting Congressman Adam Schiff, who has spent 2 years knowingly and unlawfully lying and leaking, should be forced to resign from Congress. This morning, Schiff is chairing a hearing on Russian oligarchs, and we are monitoring that hearing, and we'll bring you
any news that comes from that. I got cut off, sorry.
Yeah, and what I just said before the clip is pretty much the news that came out of it.
Yeah.
He's very much standing up for himself and fighting back.
Schiff, all these guys, Nadler and Schiff, I mean, if they want that to be the face of the Democrat Party, old white guys, I'm sorry, that's not going to help them out. I think this is slipping away from them. They don't realize they're about to walk right into the knife here. Let me see the other clips here. Well, we're going to go to a break. You can show them to me during the break. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back after this quick break.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Meet Bob, average everyday type guy. Just like anyone else, Bob loves his new smart home.
Hello, Bob.
But lately, Bob's been having some issues with the electricity in his home, handling all his new smart devices.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Bob.
Luckily, Bob knows he can call Mr. Electric for electrical repairs, upgrades, and installations. Plus, with Mr. Electric, you get a home safety checkup free with every call. So you can make sure that your electrical system is keeping up with all those cool gadgets. Visit us at Mr. Electric of Montgomery or give us a call today. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The nation's high court today ruling the Trump administration ban on gun bump stocks will stay in place.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected efforts by a gun rights group to delay the ban on bump stocks, which allow semi-automatic weapons to fire like machine guns. The regulation, which went into effect this week, requires owners of bump stocks to destroy or surrender them or face jail time and hefty fines.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. President Trump says the FBI and Justice Department will review the case of Empire actor Jussie Smollett. There was one winning ticket sold for last night's $768 million Powerball drawing. Wisconsin Lottery Director Cindy Polson says the ticket was bought in New Berlin.
I gotta tell you, it is an exciting day to be from the state of Wisconsin today.
That winner has 6 months to come forward to claim the nation's third largest ever lottery jackpot. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway after a cool start. Look for sunshine and a nice recovery today, up to about 73 for a high. Mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 46, still jacket weather. Then tomorrow, a warmer day with sunshine dominating, high in the upper 70s. We should be near 80 on Saturday, and most of the day will be dry. Can't rule out a stray shower, maybe in the afternoon, but scattered showers and thunderstorms become more likely Saturday night into part of the day Sunday before it turns dramatically cooler again. High temperature only 65, and the pollen count is still in a very high range right on through the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
I heard you guys talking about this a little bit on News and Views, the Facebook thing.
Yeah.
Sending hate speech to include white nationalists. This is stop and go. I think you have two pieces to this.
You know, it doesn't trouble me at all, but it's like, we can talk about, I think, what the ramifications will be. But.
Hit it.
Facebook is broadening its definition of banned hate speech and taking action against white nationalism and white separatism. The social media giant said yesterday that those concepts are linked to organized hate groups and, quote, have no place on our services. Facebook had previously banned posts endorsing white supremacy. Jeff Begay shows us how Facebook made the change after months of pressure from civil rights groups.
Less than 2 weeks after a white supremacist live-streamed his deadly attack at a New Zealand mosque, Facebook hopes its new policy will help prevent the promotion of hateful content.
Arguably, these categories should always have fallen within the community guidelines of hate speech. But nevertheless, it's positive the clarification has now been made.
Starting next week, Facebook and Instagram will ban praise, support, and representation of white nationalism and separatism, saying it's clear that these concepts are deeply linked to organized hate groups.
White nationalism and separatism. I'm with Barron on this, Jim. So does black nationalists and black separatism, does that, are they considered hate groups?
Right, because you get some of the same issues, some of the same bigotries that arise out of those groups.
Yeah, we're better than you.
Well, and certain strains of bigotry, like anti-Semitism, at times. And I think what will happen with this, because you see it now on Twitter, it doesn't bother me. If they want to ban it, it's their private platform, go ahead. But what will happen is these folks who actually believe this stuff, I suspect the number's not that large, small but noisy group, they will start using coded language. And then so they'll have to figure out new ways to stop that.
Crack the code.
And then the response to that will be, oh, we know they're going to start banning coded language, so let's use somewhat innocuous terms that all sorts of people use as our code. And that's going to be very tricky for Facebook to deal with. That's what they've been doing with Twitter.
Interesting. It's, I think what they do is they're in search of a problem sometimes. I don't see where I'm seeing the national separatism is being a big problem that's out there.
Especially when you have a nationalist in the White House. He's not going to allow anything to separate along any sort of lines.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey there, Dan.
Hey, Ken. How are you today, my friend?
I'm well, thanks. Again, sounds like you two are.
We're doing well. A little cold up here, but good. We just looked down at the temperature. It's 68 degrees in here. Yeah.
All right. Well, as long as you got on your turtleneck and...
yeah, we don't know. Joey does have a coat on. I don't. I did. I was not BYOC.
Yeah, Joey's smart.
Hey. Watch it.
The
implication there is not good.
This business, Dan, with the... with the FBI and the DOJ and the DEM. This is the most, I think, important and notorious scandal that you and I have heard in our lifetime.
And that's saying a lot, too. You know that.
Yeah, for me it is. But I truly do believe that, and I think it's important to get it straightened out. I think Karl Rove is wrong to advise just moving on and accepting that a political victory of some sorts maybe has come out of this for the Republicans and for the president. I think it's very important, as the president has said, to get this right so that it doesn't happen again. What I'd like to see him do about the FISA warrants is to impanel three impartial, if he can find such, if he can find three wise men in D.C., legal backgrounds, government backgrounds, and have them scrub the entire Mueller report, especially concerning the obvious things in the FISA warrants that might include the sources, methods, things that absolutely have to be taken out. But turn all of that over to them. Tell them to be sparing and not to strike out too much, but things that they see that must come out, turn that responsibility over to them. And then start leaking. Then start putting out maybe a page or two at a time or selected passages that he thinks will bolster his cause. What he's claimed, and that is that this by and large was a witch hunt. And do that for a couple of 3 days until they're just stark raving crazy mad and demanding that the whole thing be released. And then, as a crop duster friend of mine told me after he had won the case where a gentleman claimed that he had sprayed a bit on him in retaliation for something that had previously gone on, and his attorney who had successfully defended him asked him, well, now that you've won this, you're acquitted and nobody can bring a charge on you again, did you really drop anything on that guy over his property in his front yard? And the answer was, the whole load. And I think that's what the president needs to do.
Let me ask you.
Excuse me, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I'm repeating myself, but I really think you ought to dribble it out until, and maybe a few things that the Dems think they can get their teeth into, but mostly what is favorable. And there's bound to be in several hundred pages, there's bound to be something about Hillary and how the Steele document came about. And I dropped the whole load on them, but only at their insistence.
You're saying that would be in the Mueller report?
Yes. I'm assuming that it is. You know, he had to go into the FBI justified putting a spy in a political presidential campaign headquarters. And they did. That's one of the things they did with the FISA warrants.
And they also set up. There were setups against Papadopoulos and some of these others too.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I'm kind of curious about is that we haven't heard the Supreme Court, who appoints the FISA judges, about doing an internal investigation of what happened with these judges, what did they know and when did they know it type thing. And I'm kind of surprised at that.
I agree. Dan, don't you think that most all of them are, but honest judges that have been in this peculiar, uniquely set up situation, don't you think most of those guys or gals would be irate and completely indignant that their court had been used like this?
If I were a judge, I would definitely be indignant.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't wait for the fullness of time, but ultimately that report's got to come out. I think he ought to use it at his own speed, at his own deliberation, for his own best effect. And let's see if Shiftless can go completely berserk.
There would be some exploding heads over there. I'm telling you, if he says I'm going to release the FISA documents, listen to the pig that squeals the loudest, because that's the most guilty one.
Yeah, I think you mean of the ones on the staff at either FBI or DOJ that prepared the warrant.
Well, I'm talking about the people in DOJ, the people in FBI, but mainly House and Senate members.
Yeah.
And what do they know, and when do they know it, type thing. And the fact that they turned their head and looked the other way. Well, and it's not, you know, the election was, basically, if you look at this, the election, including the 2018, was proffered by this. And if all this is made up, then that's a manipulation of an election for political purposes.
Yep. It is to you and me, I think. I'm right in the middle of, well, not quite to the middle of Victor Davis Hanson's book. The title, The Case for Trump.
Yeah, he's a great, I love him.
Oh boy, he's really a cerebral conservative, and I'm really eager to get through the rest of this. It's a lot like Newt's book from a couple of years ago, The Case for Trump, I think, or Understanding Trump. This one is Hanson's is the case for Trump, but a lot, and God knows Newt is a cerebral individual.
He is.
But Victor Davis Hanson, it makes all of them pale a bit in comparison.
Well, he has, if you go to YouTube and you punch his name in, you will find some great videos that he does where he's explaining things.
Yeah.
All sorts of things.
Yeah, he would have to explain a lot to me, and then I still might not understand it all. But he's a great writer.
Well, he's a big intellect, and that's I really admire that and like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys, let's see, what have you got? Less than a quarter hour now, so you can you get sprung and you can go out and enjoy the sunshine.
12 minutes, and then I'm out of here, and I've got to meet some folks over at my house. There's going to be looking at some things, and I'm ready.
Well, you guys have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate you. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. Let's try to fit this next piece of this in here. Can we do the Facebook, or do we need to do it afterwards?
After the break, I think.
You got it. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this quick break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is where we are. Iceland Air, wow. Going out of business. Wow. You couldn't sell enough cheap tickets to Iceland, I guess. Okay, let's continue on with this Facebook story here, how they're banning people.
Civil rights attorney Kristen Clark.
There was a huge gaping hole that allowed violent white supremacists and neo-Nazis and racists to exploit the Facebook platform.
Self-avowed white nationalists used Facebook to organize the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, where James Fields ran down and killed a counter-protester in 2017. He pled guilty to committing a hate crime Wednesday. Facebook says it has been cracking down on hate speech. Last year, it says it took action on nearly 8 million pieces of content that violated its rules.
The volume need not stop them from doing their job and doing their part to make sure that they're standing up to hate.
On Wednesday, Facebook acknowledged that it needs to get better and faster at finding and removing hate from its platforms. It says the artificial intelligence it uses to find material from terrorist groups will now be used for a broad range of hate groups. YouTube and Twitter say both their user agreements also prohibit violent and hateful content.
It is so critical that we get Facebook and other companies across the tech sector to do their part. We must hold them accountable.
What an overused phrase, we must hold them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing? Hit them in the pocketbook. That's if you want to hold a business accountable. So let's go to the phone. Facebook has been decimated being a stockholder over the last month or so. Let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, what a beautiful day. These leaves are such a bright green. We're having a normal spring for the first time probably in 5 or 6 years.
I know it's pretty this morning. It's a little chilly, but it's pretty.
I know, but we have been slamming from winter to summer the past 5 or 6 years almost instantly. Now we're having a long extended spring. And by the way, I think the climate change issue is about to go away from these guys because the Greenland ice sheet is now back to normal and has grown 100 feet this year in thickness, and it's back to the level it was back in 2015. So they say NASA has said there's considerable cooling going on up towards the North Pole. And I think a lot of the left's issues are going to really fall apart. And they are not going to have a leg to stand on anything coming up. Curious, do you think Biden's going to run? I think he's going to chicken out again, don't you?
I don't know. He's they're kind of waffling here, and they're throwing stuff out of the Stacey Abrams running mate story.
Yeah.
That was kind of a desperation to me.
Yes. And I see Joe doing the same thing he did before the last election. He's just, you know, pissing around and acting all confused and feeble, which is just his normal self. And so I think his indecisiveness has already kind of taken him out. And I wouldn't want to get into that field of angry women anyway. Golly Moses, Lord. You just think of being a vice president of one of these angry women that are running the Democrat. Golly Moses, guys. That would be pure hell, don't you think?
Well, let me tell you something. They're going to go after the old white guy, I can tell you that.
Oh, yes. Yes. And, of course, Beto. He's too far out. So Donald Trump looks better all the time, stronger. There's a lot of very strange things going on in Europe in the economy with Brexit. I think Europe's about to have kind of a little bit of a collapse, man. They really screwed themselves up the past 10 years with Angela Merkel. And I watch the British and German news. It's kind of sounding kind of shabby over there.
Economically, they've got some problems.
They got problems, and nobody wants to deal with them. They just lost 18,000 American company jobs in Germany, Goodyear and GM pulling out. So they got problems. And, you know, not that I want people to have problems, but they deserve it the way they've been acting the past 10, 15 years. So I think Europe is a very important area of the world to watch, especially economically. Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the afternoon, Dan. I know you will. Get out there with those squirrels.
I will be out there in 6 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes.
Me too. I'm headed home to feed them. Thank you, bud.
Take care. Newstalk 93.1. Let me see what's remaining here. I think we've got a montage and one other, right?
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, it's montage.
Okay, this is the montage of these talking heads talking about closing in on Trump, closing in. They can't seem to let go.
Russian operatives claim to have compromising personal and financial information about Mr. Trump.
We are looking at the possibility that the President of the United States and those around him during an election campaign colluded with a hostile foreign power to undermine the basis of our democracy.
This is evidence of willingness to commit collusion.
It does look like collusion. It does look like he's listening to Putin more than he is American intelligence.
So this picture that the president is so desperate to avoid, this picture of collusion, begins to fill in.
The president sees the walls closing in and is lashing out.
He's desperate. He's obviously flailing around because he feels the walls closing in.
Now, that was before the Mueller report, but I thought you'd give you a little sampling of that because it shows you just how far out they are. And the believability of some of these news folks is just going down the toilet because they've been promising that he was a Russian asset and that they've got control over him, and there's no evidence of that. And so they become the fake news media for sure. Joey, I want to thank you, buddy.
Good show.
Guys, be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.